State Representative Ken Kurtz is in the studio with us this morning on this Thanksgiving week. It's obviously, I'm assuming, no session this week in Lansing, right?
No session, but there is activity going on in Lansing. Some meetings will be here. And by the way, I wish you a happy Thanksgiving. And your discussion earlier with Mr. Whalen, I'm not into Black Friday, so but I am into the Lions this coming weekend. So
all right, so we won't see you out there at 4 a.m. standing in line.
No, we will not be there.
You're looking for a big screen TV or something. All right. Well, as you said, behind the scenes, there still is stuff going on.
Sure.
And something we talked about a couple times ago, where do we go with funding for transportation, for roads here in the state of Michigan? Where's that stand right now?
Well, right now, I believe, and from what I'm hearing out of committee that's working on this, there's going to be an effort to see what we can do to not just keep a flow of dollars coming in for our roads, but to actually step up. What I'm believing is happening, there's serious discussion right now in what's perceived to be an increase in revenue coming into the state. Could some of that be going there and in making steps forward to continually solving some of our road problems that we do have? Perhaps cannot be done all at one time, but we've got to continue this process of getting our roads passable in all areas. Now, can it be done without raising taxes? That's the desire, and I believe that's what we're looking at.
But is there any stomach for folks to attempt to raise the gas tax or anything like that?
I don't believe the gas tax. There's been the whole idea, should we put a penny on the sales tax, this sort of thing, and go there. I believe that's still out there. That's something that's going to be considered, whether it'll be considered yet before the end of this year. It is coming. We're going to have to do something. We know that, and it's going to be grabbing a hold of the stomach, as you say, and doing some of those things. But right now, can we make some significant progress without raising taxes as we're finding this renewal coming back to Michigan, even if it's slowly? Can we do those things that are going to help us along the way?
Could I make some, you mind if I make up a list and send along with you to Lansing of some of the seems some of the changes the transportation department does seem to be a waste of money? Changing these signs out all the time. A green and white sign is a green and white sign, whether it's reflective enough or not reflective enough. It seems like there's a lot of that kind of stuff that the transportation department does that seems like you put it back in asphalt as opposed to some of that kind of stuff.
Right. And, Ken, the list that you have that you're going to give to me is probably comparable to, in many times, the list that I've put out there in question committee. And, this is not something that I think is necessary at this time. I think we're a people around here that we take care of what needs to be done now, but we don't just automatically do things because we think it's time to do it or it's on a mark to be done. I don't believe that's a prudent way to do it. If it's a sign that needs fixed, that's one thing. I think we all have some of those complaints. And it's just not ours, yours and mine here in Branch County, that we see some of what we believe to be a fault in the system. But it's a continual work in progress. Let's prioritize, and then let's do the things that need to be done. And that's the side that I'm looking for and that I'm holding out for.
All right, let's talk about phones a little bit. There was a big stir this last week or so talking about the idea of eliminating the ability for folks to have landlines. So many folks are going to cell phones anyway. There was a lot of confusion, I think, for people in Lansing, what actually the legislation meant.
Well, and I believe that's what the legislation meant or is intended to do probably says it all. It's just begun. It's a bill coming up in the Senate that would actually redo the way that we do our phones somewhat and where technology fits in and is practical for the companies that provide it. I kind of did some things this last week, and I was thinking about I lived just after the crank on the telephone, and it was just there. But I remember actually party lines.
Oh, I
remember
I
all these
party
things.
Lines, yeah.
And I understand that now I can come home after being away for a few hours and have messages on my phone. I can take my phone and I can walk in the backyard. Technology is going to be a progress that we have to be aware of, and I believe that's what this is all about. I don't believe there's any desire that people are going to be without the means of communication that has served us very well. Granted, there are a lot of cell phones being used by people like yourself and myself, we've communicated that way. You know, the elderly use cell phones also, and I think that we're going to keep up with technology, and I believe that's what this bill is about. I'm very anxious to see this work through the process to know exactly that wire line that comes into the house. Are we at a point with the technology that's available to need that wire to come in to still give us phone service? I know some are concerned when 911 gets a call, you know, they need to make proper communication. We can go throughout Branch and Hillsdale County, and one of my colleagues up in Lapeer County said there's areas in his county, like ours, that cell phones cannot reach. So we're going to find a solution so that all people are going to be able to have access to that telephone service for emergencies, or just call grandma and tell her you're on your way over for Thanksgiving dinner.
But at the same time, allowing the flexibility for the phone companies to make money too and,
sure.
and deal with the technology.
Right. Right. And it is. In technology, we all know, moves very rapid now. So what's here today can look a lot different, you know, in the next year or two when some of these things are proposed to be.
All right, great. So have a happy Thanksgiving.
Well, thank you. Same to you and all those out there listening. Let's have a joyous week and do for someone else this week. Be thankful for what we have. Thank you.
State Representative Ken Kurtz in the studio with us this morning.